Sairam and good afternoon, beautiful citizens of the world. Welcome to Love to Love, coming to you live from the studios of Radio Sai, right here in Prashanthi Nilayam. This afternoon, join me as we relive beautiful and mesmerizing stories with Sai and devotees from around the world. Welcome back, dear listeners. Now, before I go to the stories, I have some really great news to share with all of you. We are so excited to announce how the reach of Radio Sai on social media has gone up by leaps and bounds during this global convergence. Our Facebook page showed a record increase in traffic from 2 lakh visitors per week to 6 lakhs 22,000 visitors per week. And that is a 194% increase. And on the Radio Sai YouTube channel, where we do our video live broadcasting of the programs that happen in the Divine Presence in Sai Kulwant Hall, the live broadcast of the beginning of the Akhand Bhajan had 14,000 views. Now, one of the reasons this kind of reach happened on Facebook and YouTube was because of the participation of people in the GAB 2014 hashtag. And now we are pleased to announce the final special hashtag for this holy month of November, Happy Birthday Swami. For one day and one day only, we invite you to post your greetings, both pictures and videos or text, on social media and dedicate them to our Divine Master for his birthday using the hashtag Happy Birthday Swami. You know, Swami always wants us to be happy and gives happiness to others. He wants to see his children leading a purposeful life by following the path of righteousness and make themselves an ideal for the next generation. It is our hope that on the November 23rd this year, we as Sai devotees come together and wish him on social media to create the most popular hashtag ever, that it will become popular in Google searches and Swami and his birthday post will show up on all social news feeds on top. with the hashtag Happy Birthday Swami. Now this will be a great offering from all of us on Swami's 89th birthday, and it will inspire a new generation to spread the universal message and pure love of Mother Sai throughout every corner of the world. So mark your calendars for November 23rd as the day we offer Swami our prayers, and add this special hashtag Happy Birthday Swami to our posts. So let us create a huge Sai movement. Dear listeners, so as I mentioned earlier, today afternoon we will be reliving some beautiful and mesmerizing stories with Sai and devotees from around the world. And the first story comes from Canada. Now when the Satya Sai School of Canada was inaugurated in September 2000, a beautiful full-length picture of Swami was installed in the foyer of the school. And 6 years later, the miracle of the growing garland associated with it has come to symbolize the sacred gift of love and growth from Swami. Students, staff, volunteers, parents and visitors to the school view this miracle as yet another reminder of the overwhelming and awesome love of Baba and gather around his picture to experience inner peace and connection with him. Over the years, special assemblies have taken place with Swami's picture as an eternal witness to the daily events. During the first year of the school's existence, the picture came alive with special potency during the Founders Day celebrations on November 22, 2000. During the celebrations in the first year, a lovely garland of fresh flowers was placed on the photograph. Shortly after, the students presented a special program and offered a cake to their beloved Baba on his 75th birthday. Now, some kindergartners, however, felt let down because they were actually expecting Swami to join the party in person and cut the cake. A little while later, the garland of fresh flowers that had been placed on the picture seemed to have descended and covered the large birthday card the students had made, and which the grade one teacher, Miss Podder, had placed on the table beneath the picture. So she immediately grew the attention of the principal, Mr. Pillai, who in turn advised caution. Mr. Pillai then measured the garland and waited an hour to watch for any new developments. Lo and behold, the garland grew and grew till it was 75 inches longer. It also happened to be Sri Sathya Sai Baba's 75th birthday then. And since that time, the garland has grown considerably larger, sometimes more than double its original length on more than 24 occasions. During special assemblies to mark Human Values Day, Founders Day, and during special prayer sessions by the Sri Sathya Sai Education Trust of Canada, the garland has grown to remind the school community of Baba's sacred presence amidst them, leaving everyone in awe of His Majesty. So the growing garland reminds them of the web of consciousness or energy that holds the luminous universe together from planet to planet, humans to microscopic forms of life. Students also see it as a reminder from Swami to expand the circle of life by embracing and including the universe as our very own. What a profound experiential learning from Swami to reinforce the theme of unity in diversity.
Seek the truth, embrace the truth. Seek the truth, embrace the truth. Brothers, find the truth within your heart. Brothers, find the truth within your heart. Sisters, find the truth within your heart. Sisters, find the truth within your heart. Find the truth within your heart. Find the truth within your heart. Children, find the truth within your heart.
Find the truth within your heart.
Welcome back, dear listeners. Let us now take a journey through Kodaikanal in 2005 with Swami and his students, reliving those moments of bliss of having such close proximity with Swami. In Kodaikanal, usually after the morning darshan, Swami gives his time to the students inside the Sai Shruti. On the first day of the Kodai trip in 2005, he was just giving away things like blankets, cameras, clocks, to soaps and towels. He gave everything that the boys would need for a comfortable stay and even said very lovingly, "You came here with less luggage but will return with double." For the last 15 days, I have been making arrangements for all the things that have to be given to you. It is very cold during the nights, so I got you special Korean blankets. Every boy was choked with emotion. Who would not be? Because it was no ordinary love. It was love cleaned of all selfishness and multiplied a million times. You know, there were days in Kodaikanal when Swami was reminiscing his old devotees like the Raja of Venkatagiri, a great devotee who would roll on the ground as Swami's car had just passed to sanctify himself, and another old-time devotee, Srimati Kamala Kotnis. There were quite a few morning sessions when Swami would permit students to sing and they would enthrall everybody with their beautiful rendering of timeless devotional compositions. Swami would graciously accept the cymbals from one boy and start giving beat to the music most wonderfully. Hours would pass like this and he would involve himself completely with their singing. As one student said, "Swami is truly Ganapriya, that is a great lover of music." And Swami sealed the issue when he said, "Music is God's love." One particular day, Swami rewarded the student singers by slipping beautiful emerald rings into their fingers and a gold bracelet and a 9-gemmed ring for the boy who accompanied the singers on keyboard. So here is a perfect example of how one can win the Lord's heart with heartfelt music.
Oh, Love is my farm, truth is my bread, this is my food.
My life is my message, expansion is my love.
My life is my message, expansion is my love.
Love is my farm, truth is my bread, this is my food.
Small group of people who visit Swami, today the numbers have swelled to thousands and thousands. Why?
No reason for love, no season for love, no birth, no death.
No reason for love, no season for love, no birth, no death.
And the people who flock come from all over the world. Why?
Satya, Dharma, Ananda, Prema, Shanti, Ananda, Shri Sai, Shri Sai, Shri Sai, Shri Sai, Shri Sai, Shri Sai, Shri Sai,
Swami is sweet in his speech, ever smiling, extremely polite, and forever willing.
My life is my message, expansion is my love.
My life is my message, expansion is my love.
Love is my form, truth is my bread, bliss is my food.
Respect to parents, elders and leaders, love and concern for others, and very patient.
My life is my message, expansion is my love.
My life is my message, expansion is my love.
Swami loves his students, the flora and the fauna, the plant and the animal kingdom, loves his devotees, loves all and serves all.
My life is my message, expansion is my love.
My life is my message, expansion is my love.
Love is my home, truth is my bread, this is my food.
Love is my home, truth is my bread, this is my food.
Welcome back, dear listeners. Now, this incident took place many years ago, sometime in the early 1960s. Narrated by Professor Kasturi in Sanatana Sarathi, this records Swami's omnipresence and all-knowing nature, one who responds to every genuine plea. Professor Kasturi narrates the following. He says, an old merchant from the town of Kuppam arrived one late evening by car at Prashanti Nilayam with his family. As soon as Baba saw them, he asked, how deep is the well? Now, Professor Kasturi says, I thought the inquiry was about a well he was digging in this field. But his son told me a very thrilling story. And the story goes thus. So this merchant was suffering from acute stomach pain for over 10 days. And the doctor in attendance left him one dark January night about 10 p.m. And everyone went to bed and all was quiet. An hour later, it was noticed that the patient was not in his bed. Minutes passed, he did not return. And then they all heard a feeble voice from a distance calling out, Amma, Amma, or Mother, Mother. Now the sons ran helter-skelter and discovered that the voice was coming from the well. Now this was about 50 yards away from the house, 10 feet across, with water 25 feet deep, with wall all around, slabs crisscrossing the depth, with a pump set worked by an electrically operated engine. The old man had fallen into the well. It was pitch dark, but with the help of a torch, it was found that the old man was most miraculously standing erect, close to the wall, with no apparent foothold, for more than half his body immersed in the water. He was praying aloud to our beloved Swami, his only savior, shuddering and shivering. One of the sons got down the well and tied a rope around the old man's waist. Now others went about frantically calling for help, but they could collect only two timid individuals. But then, as luck would have it, or rather as Swami willed it, the sub-inspector of police suddenly passed that way, and he butted in to find out the reason for the commotion, and he helped in the rescue by letting down a sofa for the old man and slowly lifted him up. Now the doctor who was called in was stunned, because there was not a single scratch or cut on the body. The patient was perfectly normal and unconcerned and was reciting Swami's name. He looked as if he had just returned from a bath in the Chitravati River. You know, how could he have stood erect, clinging to the side of the well, with 25 feet of water beneath him? That was the wonder, a wonder for all who could not grasp that it was all due to the grace and love of our beloved Swami.
वचन हुए जीवन आधार, मिला संग साई का बना रिश्ता साकार। हम जीते समझाए, सांसों की लड़ी पे राग एक गाए, पहला है प्यार साई के साथ, पहला है प्यार साई के साथ। हम जी हम मरे पहला है प्यार साई के साथ, पहला है प्यार साई के साथ।
दिल की धड़कनों से कोई पूछे कि वो सांसों को बयां करे, دل کی دھڑکنوں سے کوئی پوچھے کہ وہ سانسوں کو بیان کرے، دل ہے، سانس ہے اور ان کے بیچ ایک انکہا احساس، یہ احساس ہے ہمارا پہلا پیار سائی کے ساتھ، وہ پہلے پیار کی پہلی کڑی، آپ کا وہ پہلا سوال کہاں سے آیا؟
پہلی ملاقات وہ میٹھے وہ پہلی ملاقات وہ میٹھے وہ آئے کہاں سے، کہاں کو ہے جانا،
آئے کہاں سے
کے ساتھ پہلا ہے پیار سائل کے ساتھ، پہلا ہے پیار سائل کے ساتھ
سائی صدا سے اور صدا کے لیے شکریہ، اس جنم میں پھر سے ملایا آپ نے ایک نئی پہچان کے ساتھ، اور وہ آپ کا پوچھنا نپیرے میں
سلسلہ باتوں کا یہ رشتہ ہے جنموں کا، وہ سلسلہ باتوں کا یہ رشتہ ہے جنموں کا، وہ اٹوٹ بندھن وہ انوکھی پہچان، وہ اٹوٹ بندھن
پایا بھگوان ہم نے سائے کے ساتھ،
پہلا ہے پیار سائے کے ساتھ،
پہلا ہے پیار سائے کے ساتھ،
آپ کے چرن ایک انوکھا بندھن ہے ہمارا ان سے، ہر کام کی شروعات اور ہماری آخری منزل، وہ ہمارا بے صبری سے انتظار کہ آپ کا اپنے چرنوں کی اور اشارہ کرتے ہوئے کہنا جس کو رہا
پاس آ کے کبھی دور سے بلا کے،
کبھی پاس آ کے کبھی دور سے بلا کے،
وہ پاد سے وار کبھی چرن وندن
पहला है प्यार साई के साथ,
पहला है प्यार साई के साथ।
दिल ये गुनगुनाए, आंखें मुस्कुराए, दीवाना हुआ दिल कैसे से समझाए। सांसों की लड़ी पे राग एक गाए, पहला है प्यार साए के साथ, पहला है प्यार साए के साथ। हम जिए मरेंगे के साथ, पहला है प्यार साई के साथ, पहला है प्यार साई के साथ।
वेलकम बैक डियर लिसनर्स, आवर नेक्स्ट स्टोरी कम्स फ्रॉम द कॉन्टिनेंट ऑफ अमेरिकास। Let us globetrot across El Salvador in Mexico and hear the story of John Benhur. Now here is Mr. John's story of an astounding miracle that shone brighter than the sun. He says, usually we receive Swami's darshan through his physical form, but he has many forms. In 1991, a public meeting was organized in the Mexico City to tell newcomers about Satya Sai and his message. The Sai Organization of Mexico had hired a huge theater for the event, which was to start at noon. As a prelude to the meeting, some devotional songs were sung by few of the people assembled. Suddenly, one of the volunteer devotees posted for duty outside the theater noticed an unusual orange ring around the sun in an otherwise absolutely clear and blue sky. Word quickly spread into the theater, and the 1,200 or so members forming the audience quickly fled out to see the unusual phenomenon. You know, such events are very rare, and it had to be more than a coincidence that this phenomenon occurred just at this time when a lot of people were being introduced to Swami. Now, can you imagine 1,200 people all looking at the sun on what was otherwise a normal day? No eclipse, no Venus crossing the sun, etc. Now, one young man who was driving past the theater stopped the car and took a look at the sky, and then he joined the audience. He had no idea of the meeting and had no plans to attend either. Now, the singers who were inside were not told about the phenomenon, and when they saw that all the people were leaving, they were aghast and depressed, and they thought that their singing was terrible and was driving everybody outside. So naturally, the newspapers carried news about the totally unexpected phenomenon, but they had no clue about exactly what was happening. For us in the Sai community, the signal is loud and clear. That ring was Swami's signature of his blessing. The same phenomenon occurred again in April 2004 when Dr. Chaudhary Valeti of America came to El Salvador to participate in a Sai retreat and a public meeting for doctors. For the non-believers, he is simply not there. The doubting Thomases are left wondering, did Swami really appear or was it a mere coincidence? On the other hand, for those who has firm faith, they rejoice saying, our beloved Swami came here to tell us that he is blessing what we are doing.
Thank you. శుభదినమే ఇంద్రే శుభదినమే
ఇంద్రే శుభదినమే ఇంద్రే శుభదినమే పొన్నొలియే పుదుమలరే ఎన్నరుల్ జీవియతిల్ సొల్వాయే ఇంద్రే శుభదినమే పొన్నొలియే పుదుమలరే ఎన్నరుల్ జీవియతిల్ సొల్వాయే ఇంద్రే శుభదినమే శుభదినమే ఇంద్రే శుభదినమే
listeners. Now, more often than not, the stories we hear are those of devotees or those who have already seen Swami. Now, here is a heartwarming story of how the Lord transforms the non-believing husband of a Sai devotee who lives in the United States, Mrs. Krishnaveni Nagishetty, an alumni of the Sri Sathya Sai University. She speaks of how Swami had indeed listened to her ardent prayer to help her husband see the love and feel the Lord's devotion. This was before they had moved to the United States. She says, "Ever since I was married, I have constantly prayed to Swami that my husband and my in-laws should also develop devotion to Him. Compassionate that Swami is, He heard even that prayer of mine. Every day when my husband got up in the morning, he would look at his own face in the mirror. Now this was a routine he followed so as not to blame others if his day went bad. Now one day he saw Swami's face in the mirror instead of his. He was amazed. He pinched himself but continued to see Swami's face in the mirror for one entire minute. And the same day, he got a job offer from a US-based company. My husband had to leave for United States the very next month. In US, while he was boarding a plane to California, Swami granted him darshan physically by appearing on the runway with hands raised in blessing gesture. Those two incidents had a great transforming impact on my husband's life and brought him into Swami's fold. That was enough to make my husband a devotee of Swami. In the days that followed, my husband had many dreams of Swami. The Lord started talking to him through these dreams and guided him personally in all his endeavors, so much so that he is now a staunch devotee of Swami. In the year 2000, when I had come to India, my husband was not very happy as he was left all alone in the house. One night, he skipped his dinner and went to sleep on an empty stomach. That night, Swami came in his dream and consoled him, saying that he was always there for him. Swami then went into our kitchen, made dosas on the pan and fed him two dosas with his own divine hands. Believe it or not, my husband later confessed to me that he felt really full after that divine meal. Well, who would not after God himself decides to feed you? She continues to say that my husband's transformation did not stop with that. Of late, he has even taken to learning all the slokas and Vedams which I had learnt in Balvikas. He also does the morning and night prayer which we used to say as students in the Anandpur campus of Swami's university. Both my husband and I chant the Vedas and sing bhajans daily in our house. I'm very happy and grateful to Swami for this miracle in our lives, as it has made our lives so much happier and peaceful.
Thank you.
dear listeners, at the time that Swami had ascended from his physical frame, there were many remarkable, miraculous appearances of Swami to countless devotees around the world. One such story is narrated here. You know, one of the staff members in the Vrindavan ashram, when he got the message that Swami had taken samadhi, he was very distraught. He said that early in the morning at 5 a.m. he was praying, "Swami, we have become orphans." Swami always used to tell us, never call yourself orphan or anath. Anath meaning without anath. Swami says, there is nobody who is anath. Why? Because you have Swami as your natha or Lord for you. There is only one person who can take the title of anath, and that is God himself, because he has no nath or Lord. When he was praying in this manner that morning at 5:30 a.m., his sister, who was asleep in her home in Chennai, gets his dream. In her dream, she is in her brother's home at Whitefield, Bangalore, and is equally distraught. She is praying, "Swami, why have you left us?" And then she sees that Swami manifests in that house, and then he comes up to her and tells, "Where have I gone? I am here with you." She says, "No, Swami." Swami says, "Take namaskar," and persuades her to take namaskar. As she was doing this, Swami threw akshatas or sanctified yellow rice grains on her. When she got up in the morning from her sleep, her whole bed was full of akshatas. "I am with you." That is Swami's assurance to all of us. Swami once said, "You may forget me, but I will never forget you. I will never forget you."
Lord of the universe, Father divine, Mother of miracles, may your love shine. Heavenly place.
worship your name. Light of creation, heavenly flame. Light of creation, heavenly flame.
Just like a baby, a song of love eternally, a cosmic child you're born to be. So sing this song of love for everyone, a song for peace on earth and peace in men. Sing this song of love for everyone, and for the one you truly are, the cosmic child you truly are, we all truly are.
Dear listeners, here is another beautiful story taken from Satyam Shivam Sundaram, Volume 3. Professor Kasturi narrates, "Nearly 20 years ago, when I arrived one morning at the Prashanti Nilayam, I found a group of young men from Bangalore College praying to Swami to take them to the top of the hill on the left bank of the Chitravati River. They hoped that once there, Baba would take from the famous tamarind tree fruits of different species, so I too joined in the appeal. But Baba was silent for a while, then said sharply, 'Do I require that particular tree? Any tree can do.' We were filled with hope. He would give us fruit from another tree and make that tree immortal. But he said, 'Why do you think I want a tree? Sand is good enough.' He meant he would give us something from the riverbed. We were soon disillusioned because Swami suddenly added, 'Do I need sands of a riverbed? Is not any sand equally good?' Since the building work was in progress at Prashanti Mandir, trucks load of sands had been heaped on one side. 'We shall sit on this heap itself, Swami,' I said. Swami then replied, 'Do you think that the creation of something out of sand is the only miracle? Is sand so essential? Now, we did not know what to say. We had to be satisfied by the miracle creation of Vibhuti by the mere wave of a hand. Swami then continued saying, "Should I create something so that you can see a miracle? Is not your existence itself a miracle of mine?" he asked. Then he rose and walked away, leaving us aghast at the revelation of his being the Trinity, of his being the incarnation of one universal God. And with this, dear sisters and brothers, let us always remember that the greatest miracle of Swami are all of us, his children, through which his legacy and saga of unparalleled selfless love must continue to manifest wherever we may be. Well, the time in the studios currently is 3:16 p.m. and it is time for me to conclude the show. So this is Chandu Vijay signing off with a prayer. May all the beings in all the worlds be happy, happy and happy. At 3:30 p.m. we will have the live Telugu segment, Sri Satya Sai Divya Sandesha Jhari by Brother Ganesh. And till next week, Jai Sai Ram.
Your soul set free, call upon the name, call upon the name of God to lead you across that sea. Chant the name of the Lord to set you free, set you free. Why don't you chant the name of the Lord?
Why don't you chant the name of the Lord? Chant the name of the Lord. دل یہ دھڑکتا ہے تیرا نام لے کے چہرے پہ رنگے بہار آتی ہے تم ہی سے پاؤں خوشیاں سائی او مجھ میں بھی تیری خوشبو سمائی ہے او تیرے در پہ جو بھی آیا تم نے خوشیوں سے جھولی بھری ہے در پہ جو بھی آیا او میرے سائی بابا خوشیوں سے تم نے سب کی جھولی بھری ہے خوشیوں سے تم نے سب کی جھولی بھری ہے محبت نے بھر دی ہے دوری دلوں کی سائی کے بندے اب ہم ہوئے ہیں دھنی سامان دھنی دام گرے گرے نیتھسا محبت نے بھر دی ہے دوری دلوں کی
محبت نے بھر دی ہے دوری دلوں کی
دوری دلوں کی او بابا دوری دلوں کی محبت نے بھر دی ہے دوری دلوں کی
محبت نے بھر دی ہے دوری دلوں کی
آیا ہے جب سے یہ پیار تمہارا تیرے لیے جیتے اور ہم مٹ बैठे हैं
तुझसे हमारी जिंदगी बनी है तुझसे हमारी जिंदगी बनी है
तेरे दर पे जो भी आया ओ मेरे साईं बाबा खुशियों से तुमने सबकी झोली भरी है खुशियों से तुमने सबकी झोली भरी है मेहताब ऐसा ही खुदा तू क्या है तेरे ही रहमत से दुनिया बसी है तेरे दर पे जो भी आया ओ मेरे साईं बाबा खुशियों से तुमने सबकी झोली भरी है
खुशियों से तुमने सबकी झोली भरी है
झोली भरी है ओ बाबा झोली भरी है खुशियों से तुमने सबकी झोली भरी है
खुशियों से तुमने सबकी झोली भरी है
तेरे दर पे जो भी आया ओ मेरे साईं बाबा
खुशियों से तुमने सबकी झोली भरी है,
खुशियों से तुमने सबकी
मेरे साईं।